All right, Wednesday evening, 2:22. Happy birthday to Mother in Heaven. 2:22:23. This title of this is The Army of Aliens. Hebrews 11. Verse 33, we know Hebrews 11 is called the Faith Hall of Fame. 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight or fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. It's in there. The aliens are in there. What are we dealing with today? All this alien hoax. Project Bluebeam. According to Charlie Ward, whenever he was told about this 10 years ago, then 6 years ago, that they said their last step in their reset or whatever it was would be the alien invasion. So Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam is a fake alien. It's done with holograms, kind of like Independence Day when all these ships showed up in the airspace, you know, and all of that. And so that's what they're kind of attempting to do now. All right. We don't need to be concerned about the alien invasion. For the Faith Hall of Fame clearly shows they are to be taken out by faith. We as the body of Christ will rout them out. All the talk today about aliens and UFOs are no mystery. They are the ones that descended on Mount Hermon in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, well, Deuteronomy 40:48 says, declares that Mount Hermon is actually Mount Zion. Mount Zion. All right, it's very interesting that they descended to Mount Zion because Mount Zion represents in the Old Testament the city of God in the earth, the city of God. All right, let's go to Isaiah 14. Can you imagine? You know, what did people see? I personally don't think they saw anything. I think we've not seen anything. Or what we've seen is not what it appears. All right, Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit upon upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Just a minute. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Well, this is what the Most High has to say about it. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's his destiny. So the highest place on earth, called the city of God, is where they landed on. Did they show up in ships? I don't know. Let's keep looking. The most Satan and his fallen angels could do was to take over the city of God in the earth. His goal is to ascend to God's throne into heaven, but that is a pipe dream that will never be realized. He will never, never. People have claimed they've been abducted by aliens, etc. Well, the scripture says that Satan appears as an angel of light. Like I said, I listened to a psychiatrist talking about the alien abductions. This video was about the alien stuff and what is it really? Well, it shows really basically what the Word of God shows, but the thing was that by these psychiatrists putting them under hypnosis and interjecting thought into their heads that became their reality. Because they had no, they knew something had happened, but they didn't know what until they came out from under hypnosis. Then they began to learn, oh, you were taken on this ship and they did these things to you and they, all this stuff happened. And so that became their story. So they manipulated them through witchcraft. That's what demons use. And so these people were brainwashed. You could say they were MK-Ultra'd, because that's what MK-Ultra is. That's what's happened to all of us to some extent through programming. They don't call it programs for no reason. It's to program you to Satan's narrative. And that's exactly what they've done. And there's a lot of people that are still asleep. But they believe it's real. This power of suggestion in this way, they're convinced that it's real. All right. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Oh, we're Palladians. We come from that star way up there. And we're here. We come in peace. We mean you no harm. We just want to help you. We've got the med beds on board up here. We're here to help. The deception. They appear benevolent. I don't know how many times I've heard that term in the last 4 or 5 years about benevolent. You know, they're from other planets and they're in the Alliance, Galactic Alliance, and they're just thousands of ships up in the atmosphere that we don't see, that's just hovering right now. In fact, they're helping us take out the deep state. There's even all kinds of videos. I've never listened to any of them, don't plan to. So we should not be surprised at what is happening. I know people right now that would sell their soul to the devil to be able to partake of demon technology to get well. There's Christians singing loud and long about the med beds and those kind of things. I'm thinking, whatever happened to the by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Whatever happened to believing God? All right. Revelation 18:23. The church has become so soft and so far off the mark that they have now adopted Satan's trickery as God. Revelation 18:23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for they by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Right here in this context, this word, sorceries, means medication, pharmacy, magic. I didn't write it, believe it or not. We have certainly digress from Genesis 6. Let's go and have a look at why Noah was chosen. What caused him to stand out above the rest? Genesis 3:15. This is what God said to Satan. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The word there, enmity, means hating or hostility. So back to Noah. Why was he chosen to carry on the seed of man? All right, let's look at Genesis 6:7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. Why? Why would he say such a thing? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why would Noah find grace and the rest of men and animals would not? What happened with the enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent? All right, this is what Enoch says was going on. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind, and they began to sin against birds, beasts, reptiles, fish, to devour one another's flesh and to drink the blood. They corrupted the bloodline by impregnating earth women, and then they proceeded to do it to the animals. They began to go kind against kind. They began to mess with their DNA and their genetics. So this is the reason God said, no, they're no longer of me. They've been altered. Same thing we're going through today, what they've tried to do to us. Alter us. All right, Genesis 5:8 here. The word grace. Grace here just means favor. See, the grace is on what God has said. When you do God's will, His grace is on you. When you don't, it isn't. You could say that Noah was a pure blood. They're calling the people that have not taken the shots pure bloods today. Noah was a pure blood. He had not been compromised or contaminated in any way. You know, in Acts, there's a reason that the apostles decided that this needed to be a standard in not only the Gentile church, but the Jewish church, was that they abstained from worshiping idols, eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols, and from drinking blood and committing fornication. It all goes back to Genesis. What we're dealing with today, that's what it goes back to. All right. He has not been compromised. Grace is on those who God favors. God has placed His favor on us as we walk in His will. So it's obvious that Noah stayed free from this leavening, we talked about leaven last week, process. What did they do? At this present day, they've nearly leveled the whole earth. Same people. It's like that video I sent, you know, you said you'd seen it. I sent it to Danny. Did you listen to it? This AI, this whatever this kid was talking to, he knew all about, said he was a Nephilim. People think, well, that was then and this is now. And nothing's changed. It's been going on since that time. All right. Do you know that those that have not taken the shots are called pure bloods? Yeah, I do. These shots do something to the blood. I've seen a few things where they've analyzed blood of someone that's had the shots and someone that has not, and their blood is no longer even red looking. It's like it's real strange looking how it's altered their blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Yeah. All right, the alien agenda is to invade. He's after the seed of the woman. Remember the first Atari game? What was the title of it? Space Invaders, wasn't it? Space Invaders. We all thought, look at that, so cute, you know. An agenda. Space Invaders. 1980s, wasn't it? Seemed innocent, but was not. No, they have pushed their agenda in every form and fashion since Genesis 6 to present day. Really, since Genesis 3. And they're still pushing it with their fake alien invasion. One of these days, people are going to realize that these entities, just like the Lord showed me, they're interdimensionals. They've learned to open portals. That's how they get around. But they're in the earth. They've been underground. That's what the military, the alliance are taking out, have been. Really since, I know it started in 2020 when the scamdemic started. But they've been doing it a lot, really beyond that. They say when Trump went into office, he went to work immediately working on that, rescuing the children. All right, so everything's been done underground, out of sight, out of mind. So there didn't have to be another incursion. You know, a lot of people say, well, they believe that maybe there was another incursion of angelic beings being kicked out of heaven and coming to earth and doing what they did then, but that's not true. They just never went away. That's why whenever the Israelites had to go in, God told them, you know, you go in there and kill them, all of them. Kill them out. Even kill the animals. Kill the babies. Sometimes even burn things. This is for this very reason. Pricks in your sides, thorns in your sides, and pricks in your eyes, he said, if you don't run them off. Now they become so big that, like I said, they have leveled the whole earth. Big problem. All right. I don't believe that this was done in a fast and furious method, that these aliens just showed up on Mount Hermon. I believe they were infiltrated just like we have been infiltrated. Satan doesn't change his tactics. He's the same old killing, stealing, destroying creep that he's always been. All right? The devil uses the same old playbook. You can see that. You can see just with trying to do another round of COVID and another round of this and another round of that, they just keep whipping it and whipping it and whipping it in the ground. They don't stop doing the same old methods they've been doing for generations. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, and on down the line we go. They've been doing the same old thing. All right, the little leaven that leavens the whole lump. I don't know how long it took at that time. It doesn't really say. Here a little, there a little, until finally, everywhere. All right. This is what happened to Noah's generation. The women were seduced by these aliens. Nothing has changed. The alien agenda has not changed. Jesus told his disciples this. All right, Matthew 24. Which I'm sure he didn't call them aliens. But they were around in his day. This is chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In other words, people were asleep. They did not hear Noah. They did not listen to Noah. Though he tried, he had 120 years to build that ark and get that message out, and they did not listen to him. Same scenario that we're sitting in right now was the days of Noah. And it said when he came, it would be just like it was in those days. He knew. He knew when he was here how that was going to work out. He knew they were still here. He knew what they were doing. But he did not. Something the Lord said to me today. He said, you notice that I didn't recruit political leaders, governors, you know, whoever, to establish my government, to bring in my kingdom. No, it was apostles. It's no different today. It's no different today. God's not going to use government leaders to raise up his kingdom. He's not going to do it. It's a spiritual kingdom. Spiritual leaders. And out of those spiritual leaders, God will raise up government leaders that are wise. that love God, that'll do the right thing. Right. They were just like the frog in the kettle in Noah's day. The people would not listen to his podcast any more than they're listening to most of the podcasters today. Satan just continues to seduce and leaven all seven mountains of culture. God is calling out his pure bloods. Pure blood of the Lamb and possibly uncontaminated by their potions. Their mRNA gene-altering poisons. You know, if I was to say to some people, do you know they've never ever isolated a virus? There is no such thing. They'd think you were an idiot. They'd be just like when Noah said, it's going to rain. Well, we've never seen rain. Have you ever seen a virus? I remember taking, my kids probably went to the doctor once or twice in their whole life for a sickness. And I remember taking Dana, and he said, you know, it's a virus, you can't do anything about it. Can't give you nothing for it, and give you some stuff, you know, pain reliever or whatever. They knew it then. No such animal. So who are we in this battle against? This battle of Armageddon. Some same devil that was kicked out of heaven. This last day battle between the demonic aliens and God's purebloods. I would say that the whole lump has been leavened. God knows who his purebloods are. Revelation chapter 17 says he's calling them out and he's sealing them in their foreheads from every tribe. From the four corners of the earth, the four angels of the four corners of the earth are gathering together all of his. In the virgins, with the virgins, in chapter 25 of Matthew, some took their oil and their lamps and was ready, and the others didn't make it. How are they pure? They've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I heard someone say this. I believe it was Gene Decode, and I agree with him. He said, if you're a Christian and you've taken the shots, the first thing you need to do is repent and get this under the blood. In the Faith Hall of Fame, we see that they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. This is how we shall do it the same way. We will do it by faith. We'll stand and we'll do it by faith. We've already been doing it for many years now. Things are changing. The narrative is changing. You're starting to hear the truth come out of mainstream every once in a while. Even they're calling out the buffoonery of the actor Biden, the resident. Yeah? Even people are beginning to see through the fakeness, the green screens, and all of this stuff that's not even real. He was no more in Ukraine than I'm a monkey's uncle. He wasn't there. See, they've used their tactics to convince people of all kinds of things that were not real. Lord knows how deep it goes. All right. How do we overcome? All right, Revelation 12. Verse 11 and 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But we will prevail. We'll overcome. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We are fearless in this hour. People are rising up, shaking it off, and saying we're taking back our land. All right, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and his righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and of the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Every one of them that were participated in what the evil one had done. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. We're in a battle right now. Everybody's calling it World War III. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive to a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. There it is right there in a nutshell. If you want to tell somebody what's going on, well, let me tell you what's going on. What's happening? Revelation chapter 19 and 20. This is what's happening right now. Right. Short, but sweet.